Jimmy.
Hi, Tommy.
What's the word?
The word is that the political situation in Minnesota has been turned over, and they found the candidate under a rock.
Well, they really didn't.
They really didn't? Jesse wasn't found under a rock?
No, they didn't go looking for him.
Oh!
He came out and campaigned. You know, if we had a write-in deal where for some reason, you know, 37% of Minnesotans wrote in some guy no one heard of and he was a hermit who lived under the Franklin Bridge, then we'd have a candidate who came out from under a rock. But Jesse was campaigning.
I realize that. But for someone with the last name of Humphrey to run for anything in the state and lose is unprecedented.
Well, but think about what you're saying. That insults the intelligence of every citizen of this state, that we just go for a name. I mean, I hope to God that if someone named Dahmer runs, we don't all automatically assume he eats people. I mean, give us some credit for being able to tell which Humphrey it is. Is it the dead one? We liked him. You know, so I don't think you can just assume that as Minnesotans we just look at a name. Otherwise, anybody named Kennedy would just run or something.
Oh, you know, maybe someone with the name of John Kennedy might have good luck.
I need to get Tom.
What is that noise?
Go. Okay, Tommy.
What's that noise?
I'm at the bus stop at the Mall of America. Oh. I just picked somebody up.
Oh, is there someone in your cab right now?
I just got somebody in my cab right now.
Okay, be nice to him.
I'll be nice to him.
Thanks.
I'm going to make him listen to the Mishki broadcast.
Fair enough. What's their name? I'll make them feel real at home.
Okay, what's your first name?
Sue.
All
right, I'll talk to Sue. Go ahead and turn the radio up.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
All right. We'll see how long Jimmy keeps this radio up. Hello, Sue. It's a beautiful night in the Midwest. It's a glorious November evening. And you're going for a ride in a warm cab. And it's nice of Jimmy to take you for that ride. He's going to charge you. I realize it's not a gimme kind of a deal, not a freebie. It's not a favor, but he's a good driver. He understands the roadways. Highways, the byways, he understands stop and go lights and all that. He knows you gun it when it's yellow. And he knows that when you don't have a blinker, you stick your arm out the window. Now, those are the good points. The bad points about Jimmy are as follows. Don't worry about it. I hope you're not alone. I'm sure if you are alone, you have some sort of a mace set up or, I don't know, something, a stiletto. Hopefully. Anyway, Jimmy is an ex-convict. He's a friend of mine. He's okay. I mean, he's done his time. I don't think we should hold it against him, but he's done a little time. I don't know if he's going to keep the radio on. What you want to worry about is if he turns it off. If he turns it off, that means he's scared. He's running scared that I'm going to reveal perhaps too much, and he doesn't want you to hear it. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure you're okay. Would have been better if you took the ride in daylight. A little nervous by the fact that it's now dark, and I'm just hoping that you keep him in well-lit areas. Now, we've had some trouble with the cab drivers. I'm not saying Jimmy's going to cause that same kind of trouble here, but he did a little time. Now, it wasn't for it wasn't for one of those offenses, if you're thinking what I'm thinking. It was for, it was an armed robbery. And it was a younger woman he robbed, but that's all he did. He robbed her. Well, he pistol-whipped her, and he did a little time for that. Now, if he's turning the radio off right now, you want out of that cab. You want out of there now. Now, I got a guy. I'm sending a guy out. We know what cab Jimmy has. We know the number. And I got a guy who's going to monitor your ride. We'll just be flying your wing. Don't worry about it. We'll be there. We'll have some people out there. When you get out, just pay them. Walk as fast as you can away from that cab. Don't look back. We're going to take care of a few things. And whatever you hear, pay it no mind. Don't talk about this evening to anybody. And please, by all means, don't go to the authorities. We have a sort of prairie justice around here. We take care of things like this on our own, and I got some fellows who know just what to do. Try to enjoy the ride the best you can under the circumstances, and remember, there are some really, really sweetheart cab drivers out there, too. By the way, no tip here. If you could see some of the things this cat's pulled, I don't think you'd be shelling out any more money than you have to. Okay, take care of yourself. Godspeed. And remember, we're there. If you look out and you see a familiar face or someone who looks like he has a twinkle in his eye, or if you see somebody wink, that's us. We're there. Bye now.